Once upon a time, there was a glasses maker. And this glasses maker, he had a little shop in the middle of town, and anybody that needed their glasses fixing, anybody whose eyes were failing them, they'd go down to his glasses shop and they'd push open the door and set the little bell ringing above the door, and the glasses maker would look up and say, "Yes, can I help you?" And the lovely thing about his job was that always, always he could. Because people would come in and they couldn't see properly. The world was starting to go blurry in places and he could fix them up. He'd take a few measurements. He'd go and make his glasses. And within a few days, they'd be all fixed up and looking out at the world like it was a new place. Like it was the place they remembered when they were children, when they could see perfectly. And now it was all coming back to them. They could see it lovely and beautiful again. However, one morning, a customer came in who was not as easy as that to fix. He pushed open the door and he set the little bell ringing, and the glasses maker looked up from his desk with that usual anticipation of, "Here's somebody I can help." But he was straight away taken aback by what a strange and sad looking character it was that had just come into his shop. For the moly-looking man was very squinty-eyed, his eyes screwed up tight like he could hardly see anything through them. And he shuffled along like he was half expecting to fall over at any minute, like he was scared of the world, like it might poke him or bump him without him expecting it. He came right up to the desk so that he could peer right into the face of the glasses maker, and he said, "Can you help me?" And whereas normally the glasses maker quite confidently would say, "Yes, what is it that you want?" This time he hesitated. He said, I hope so. What is it that you need?" "Well," said the moly looking man, "I just can't see the world. In fact, I can almost not bear to look at the world." "Not bear to?" said the glasses maker. "Yes," said the mole-like man. "It's just the world is so ugly. It's so full of ugliness and horribleness and awful things that I almost rather wouldn't see it." And the glasses maker looked and he saw that the man was indeed screwing up his eyes so tightly that it were as if he was trying not to see the world. "Yes," said the mole-like man, it's just so awful and ugly, and I wondered if perhaps you could help me."
"Well, I'm not sure," said the glasses maker.
"Yes, you could help me if you could make a pair of glasses that would let me see the beauty in everything. Could you do that?" For a moment, the glasses maker was stunned. A pair of glasses that could help a person see the beauty in everything? He'd never heard of such a thing. In fact, he was quite sure that no such glasses had ever been made. But the strange thing was that although he felt an impulse to say, "Well, no, of course, I can't possibly make such glasses," he was nonetheless curious. Curious. And started thinking to himself, "Well, what? What if? What if such glasses could be made? And what if I could make them?" And without knowing quite what he was doing, saying words that he would very soon regret,
He said, "Yes, yes, come back tomorrow. I will try and make such glasses for you." The moly-looking man turned around, thanked him, and rushed shuffling out of the shop. It was only once the little bell above the door had finished ringing, long after he'd slammed it, that the glasses maker finally realized just what he had promised.
A pair of glasses? A pair of glasses that help you see the beauty in the world? Ridiculous! He couldn't make such a pair of glasses. No way!
But he'd promised to. Oh, what was he to do now? He thought of the little moly-looking man coming the next morning and what was he going to say to him, and he decided, after much pulling his hair out and thinking about it, that probably the best thing was simply to be honest. He couldn't just fob the man off with a pretend or a fake pair of glasses that would supposedly do what he'd said they would. No. The best policy was simply to be honest and say that he was very sorry that in a moment of enthusiasm and a big desire to help, he had overpromised what he could possibly achieve. He couldn't make such glasses. In fact, nobody could. Well, he felt some relief having come at least to an idea of what he'd say, but he still didn't feel good about it. All through the evening, he worried and he troubled. And into his bed he went, and tossing and turning. And somehow, he managed to sleep. But it was the most restless sleep, full of how bad he felt and the worries he had about disappointing the poor, moly-looking man the next morning. And it was in the middle of this sleep that he must have started to dream. And in his dream, there was a huge giant just outside his window. A giant so huge that with one step, he could walk the distance of 20 houses. And this giant bent his enormous head down to the window where the glasses maker was sleeping. And he said, "Hello, can I help you?" The glasses maker could hardly believe his eyes, and he got up bleary-eyed from his bed and just gazed at this enormous giant. "Well, yes, maybe." And he explained the whole story to the giant, who seemed to know it already. The giant nodded and said, "Yes, yes, I know. Well, come on then. Jump up onto my hand and let's go." And so he jumped onto the hand of the giant. And the giant put him up high on his shoulder. So he could walk as high as the giant was and look down upon the earth. And thus they travelled, the two of them, over great distances across the earth,
And the glasses maker, he saw everything before him with a magical sight. He could see all the problems in the world. And he could also see all the solutions. He saw all the suffering, all the unhappiness. But he also saw all the joy, all the happiness. And he said to the giant, yes, this is the problem. This is the problem. There is beauty in the world, but there's also ugliness. There's things that are wonderful, and there's things that are terrible. There's the problems, and there's the solutions, but I can't make a pair of glasses that help you see only the good things. And the giant, he nodded his head. And he said, I think I can help. And he tapped with his fingers at the door of his heart. And the door of the giant's heart, it swung open. And inside, there was a tiny pair of glasses. Try these, said the giant. I've been working on these for a long time. And the glasses maker, he took the glasses and he put them on. And the most extraordinary thing then happened. For wearing those glasses, he was able to see that even in the problems, there were the solutions. That even in the suffering, there was the seed of great happiness. That even in the ugliness, was untold beauty. And he was overjoyed and told the giant how grateful he was, which only seemed to make the giant happier. And the two of them went a long way round the world, and the glasses maker saw everything new. Well, after a long time of journeying, they came at last back to the glasses maker's house. And there the giant took him onto the palm of his hand and placed him next to his bedroom window. And the glasses maker hopped off into bed and then was overcome with tiredness and fell deeply, deeply asleep. Well, in the morning, when he woke from his sleeping, he looked next to his bed, and what did he see? There were the glasses that he had worn in his dream. He thought to himself, was I dreaming, or was it real? And he put the glasses on. And the amazing thing was, it was just as it had been the night before. As he walked through his house, he saw everything anew. Even the things that he didn't much enjoy about his home. Even the things that annoyed him, like that unpainted wall or that bit of furniture you always tripped over. Now, he could see the beauty in even such things. Well, that morning was a morning like no other. He went about his daily tasks, seeing the perfection in everything that he did, even the things that otherwise were rather boring or downright irritating. and by the time the mid-morning had come, why, he'd almost forgotten about the little moly man. But when the door opened and the bell rang and the moly man came walking in, oh dear. It all came back. Oh yes, these glasses, they weren't for him. No, they were for that moly man. The glasses maker, he felt very sad, because this meant he would have to give them up. Those wonderful new glasses of his, they were actually meant for someone else. The moly man shuffled towards the desk. "Did you make my glasses?" he said. The glasses maker, he stumbled with his words and his head was spinning, thinking of what he was going to say. I did make your glasses."
"Oh, really?" said the moly man, gripping hold of the desk and looking like his life was about to change.
Yes, said the glasses maker, but the bad news is I can't give them to you."
"What?" said the moly man. "What? But those are my glasses."
No, said the glasses maker, they're actually mine, and I found them, and they're so lovely, I've become rather attached to them, and I can't give them to you. I'm terribly sorry. You'll just have to go somewhere else." Well, at that, the moly man began to scream and shout and stamp his feet, began to kick all around the workshop and be so unhappy that the glasses maker wasn't sure what to do with him. And then suddenly he thought of it. He instantly put the glasses on and looked again. And wearing those glasses, he could see how the moly man had got to a point where all he could see in the world was ugliness. Everywhere he looked, everything was ugly. Everything was against him. Everything was a problem. And there was no beauty. There was no wholeness. There were no solutions anywhere. And in that moment, the glasses maker, he felt so sorry for the little man that he knew at once what he had to do. He took the glasses off and he said, "Look, you can calm down now. It's really okay. You can have these glasses. The truth is I never would have come across them unless you'd asked me for them in the first place. You have them. They're yours, really." The moly man stopped ranting and shouting and screaming and crying. And he said,
"Really?"
"Yes. Yes, you have them," said the glasses maker. And the moly man, he took the glasses, he put them on, and I do believe the whole world looked transformed. The whole world looked transformed. And the glasses maker felt happy for him and he watched him go, but he nonetheless felt sad. And he couldn't get it out of his mind. Maybe I could make such glasses. And he went into his workshop and he started working. And it took him a long, long time and many experiments and a great deal of frustration and disappointment. But after a long time, he finally made them. Glasses that helped you see all the beauty in the world.
Even the ugly things looked beautiful. Even the problems. You could see the solutions inside them. And people were very happy whenever they wore them. And soon he'd figured out how to make them. How to make them in all kinds of shapes and sizes. And soon the bell above the door to his shop, why, it never stopped ringing. It was ringing morning, noon and night for all the people who'd come wanting to get a pair of those glasses. And the glasses maker made sure he always had a pair perched on his own nose, because it would have been overwhelming otherwise. But with those glasses on his nose, why, he was quite cheerful about the whole thing. He could make glasses as many as you like. And people from all over were going away wearing those lovely glasses. Those lovely glasses whereby they could see all what was in the world in a new way. Everything looked lovely. I got a pair myself, actually. You can see me wearing them if you ever see a picture of me. Yeah, those are the glasses. They're just like that. They help me see all the good stuff. All the good stuff. Or at least that's when I clean them properly. When I clean them and get the dirt off them and put them on right, they work nice and good, they do. Nice and good. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the end of this story. That's the end of this story.